Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Warning. There is an unusually high number of things stored in a body cavity in this episode. Even for this show. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to this week's Listener Stories mini episode of Florida Man. I am Phil.
And I'm Joel, and this is the shorter version of our show, where we read you the Florida Man type stories that you, the listeners, have sent in from your part of the world.
News stories from your local area, personal stories where someone you know did something Florida Man-like, or things you have experienced, where you encountered some dumbass or you were that dumbass.
And we got an email from a listener. We addressed this email, actually, in episode 65, but here it is again because we wanted to be able to share the story that he sent in.
Oh, is this from my buddy Matthew from Washington State?
This is from your buddy Matthew from Washington State.
Hello, Matthew. It says, hey, Washington State.
So we addressed this email back in episode 65. If you missed that, go back and listen to episode 65 right after the theme song. But we wanted to share the story. This is the one where Matthew from Washington State,
my new friend.
Yes. He suggested the new segment called Can Phil Pronounce This Word? He also sent in this story. He said, one last thing I wanted to share with you is a story from my hometown. It's got all the makings for Florida Man, except it happened in Washington. And this, again, is from Matthew from Washington State. And Phil, do you want to go ahead and read this one?
All right. This is submitted from my new friend, Matthew.
Yep,
from Washington State.
And the website it's from is Wenatchee World.
It didn't give me a chance to try. Huh?
I knew I wasn't going to pull it off. I knew it was
hopeless.
Futile effort. Yeah, we want to cite our sources properly.
Wenatchee. That's what you
it's
do.
Because
that's
you just heard me
southern,
say it.
That's a good southern term. Yeah, what are you going to do when Atchie runs at you? What are you going to do? What are you going to do when Atchie runs at you? Then you got to come at you. So you got to do something. What are you going to do? I could have done that word. I didn't need your help.
All right. And it's not a southern word. It's a northwestern world word.
Got a little Indian piece to it.
Native, like. Yeah, Native American. Yep.
All right. The title of the story from my new friend, Matthew, from Washington State, is titled Trouble Snowballs for a Man Who Shot Himself.
Balls.
A convicted felon accidentally shot himself in the nutsack last month at an apartment in Kashmir. His problems didn't stop there.
Now, I replaced the genitals
with nutsack.
Yeah, but my question was, a convicted felon usually isn't allowed to have a firearm.
Well, let's see what happened. Cameron Jeffrey Wilson, age 27, had a pistol tucked into his front pocket on April the 5th when the gun discharged, sending a bullet through his ball sack and into his thigh.
There's your favorite word, discharge.
Yep, discharge. Yep, I got to use the word discharge and ball sack in the same sentence. According to a probable cause affidavit filed on April the 16th in the county superior court, instead of heading directly to the hospital, Wilson instructed his girlfriend to first drive to Lincoln Park in Wenatchee, where he gave the pistol to a friend, the affidavit said. Why would he do that? Because he's convicted 13 times felon.
13 felonies, and he's
out. It's illegal to possess a firearm.
He's 27, and he's got 13 felonies.
He has 13 felonies.
And he's out.
As doctors and nurses perform surgery at Central Washington Hospital, oh, even better, a balloon containing marijuana slipped out of his anus.
The fuck is that?
You know what? That's probably why they have you wear the gowns with the back open.
Yeah.
Just in case
something falls out.
Some case something falls out of your ass.
Usually it is shit that falls out your ass, but this time it was weed.
Yeah. Chelan.
All right.
Chelan. Whew. That was a tough one. Six letters. I couldn't pull it. All right. I think I got it. Chelan County Sheriff's detectives were notified that Wilson had suffered a gunshot wound and then responded to the hospital. They searched the car and found a bag of meth inside a pair of bloodstained jeans he'd taken out before entering the hospital. So he walks in his skivvies.
So he left the meth, but he didn't think to shit out the weed that's up, tucked up his ass?
Detectives declined to arrest Wilson at the hospital and instead issued an arrest warrant on suspicion of second-degree felon in a possession of a firearm and unlawful possession of meth. He was charged on April 16th.
They just let the weed slide.
Wilson, an East Wenatchee resident, turned himself in on April the 18th.
Well, that was nice of him.
A detective told corrections officers that at the Chelan... fuck! What did I say it was?
Chelan.
Chelan County Regional Justice Center of Wilson's...
He did this shit on purpose, you know.
Proclivity?
Yes.
What the hell's proclivity mean?
Tendency.
All right, need. Gonna, you need. You gonna fix that?
Okay.
All right. Wilson, an East Wenatchee. God damn it, Matthew! I hate you so fucking much right now. Wilson, a weast. Wilson, an East Wenatchee resident, turned himself in on April the 18th. A detective told corrections officers at the Chelan County Regional Justice Center of Wilson's proclivity to store marijuana in unconventional places.
Whew. It's not that unconventional if you listen to our show.
Maybe it is in Washington, but not in Florida. During a strip search, another balloon of marijuana slipped from Wilson's anus, according to a probable cause affidavit filed April the 19th.
So he went to turn himself in, and he still had that weed up his ass? Come on, man.
He ain't taking a shit in 3 days? 2 days, yeah. He was arrested and charged with possession of a controlled substance at a correctional facility. But he's not done yet.
Oh, no.
From the jail, Wilson made multiple calls to his girlfriend, asking her not to cooperate with investigators, according to a probable cause affidavit.
Because they don't listen
in
on those phone calls.
No, of course not.
They don't record them.
They listened to the calls and subsequently charged him with 4 counts of tampering with a witness.
God damn.
The 3 incidents are being tried in Superior Court as 3 separate cases.
I don't know if you heard me the first time that I called you girlfriend, but really, don't talk to the cops.
On Monday, he pleaded not guilty to tampering with a witness. Trial is set for July the 9th. On May the 1st,
he pled not guilty to the thing that they had on tape?
Yeah, not guilty to second-degree felon in possession of a firearm and unlawful possession of meth, as well as possession of a controlled substance in correctional facility. Trials in both cases are set for June the 18th. We're going to be here a while.
He's trying to get up to number 20 on his felonies before he's 30.
He's being held at a regional justice center on a combined $110,000 bail.
Yeah, he's going to sit in jail for a while, I have a feeling.
Dear God.
Is he going for 30 for 30? 30 felonies by 30?
Let me get this straight. He shot himself in the nuts.
Yep.
Went to a friend's to drop off the pistol.
Mm-hmm.
Took off his breeches.
Yep.
Went to the hospital. While on the operating table,
a bag of weed fell out of his ass. The breeches that he took off had meth in the pocket.
Then he comes back to jail to turn himself in,
and during a cavity search, he's
got another bad week of his ass.
Yeah. And then once he's booked in and he's making his phone call to his girlfriend, 4 times he told her not to cooperate with police.
Then they got him on tampering with the witness.
Yes. This is not a bright man.
Damn.
Cameron.
Damn.
Cameron Wilson. Cameron Jeffrey Wilson.
I don't know how we're going to top that one, folks, but that's our listener quickie story for the week. If you got something that even comes close to that shit, please send it to us, because God almighty damn. Just send it to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed under the influence of anesthesia.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida / Washington Man. Washington, shit.
Jesus.
Matthew, I hate you right now.
Florida man, might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida man. Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida man.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.